Good morning. Last week, we started kind of a three-parter, a study on yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Last week, we looked at yesterday. Today, we're going to look at today. So, we've only got one today. There's only one of them. And this is the only one that we're guaranteed is right now, this one. We need to use today. We need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have today. You know, whether it be family, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, of course, we're looking mostly at the spiritual today. There is a phrase, carpe diem, that it's very common to see on bumper stickers, on signs at work and so forth. It literally means seize the day. Not just get through the day, but to get the most out of it. And there's a big difference. There is a big difference in the way we look at today. Are we just trying to get through the day? Or are we trying to squeeze every bit of it that we can to the best use of today as we can? And I like that phrase, seize the day. Seize the opportunity. Capture the moment. Sometimes it's scary. But we should face today with confidence because we are able to do what we've prepared ourselves for. And if, as with our last study about yesterday, our past have prepared us for right now. The things we've gone through, good and bad, The bad things we face, we think, oh, we don't want to face those bad things. If that's how we learn. That's how we improve. That's how we strive to do better, is by going through those things, making those accomplishments, reaching those victories, and pushing on to bigger and better things. We've prepared ourselves. Everything in our past has gotten us to today. And we can do amazing things because we've prepared ourselves for those amazing things. Hebrews 3:13 says, and this was part of our scripture reading today, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Do it today. Encourage each other. Exhort one another. Inspire one another to bigger and better things today. And then as we go through life, and as other days come, today, do it again today. But for today, focus on that. Encouraging, exhorting. That's one later on in Hebrews, in Hebrews 10, where it talks about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Because the purpose of that is to do this. To exhort one another and build each other up. And when do we have to do that? Today. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Great example of seizing the day was Paul. Paul did not wait. Paul did not have that attitude, I'll do it down the road. He was not a procrastinator. And I'd like to look at a couple of verses about Paul that gives gives me great encouragement, that teaches me how he did things, why he did things about today. His conversion was one. In Acts 22:16, as he had been studying with Ananias, Ananias said, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Don't hesitate. Paul did that. We see in a different account in Acts 9, it said, "Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized." He didn't put it off. When he realized what he had to do, he didn't, "Well, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go to the church, get on a list for once every quarter, and we'll baptize with everybody else on a convenient time on a Saturday, and I get a t-shirt out of it." He arose immediately and was baptized. How did he become? What did he do as a Christian? Now that he's a Christian, what did he do? Immediately, he preached the Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. This was a man. "Well, I need to go and get some classes. I need to get used to things." He immediately started serving God. There again, he had the knowledge. He was very knowledgeable in the scriptures. But he didn't waste any time. He immediately started serving the Christ that he had persecuted. He wasted no time in that, and he started doing what God's will was. In Hebrews 12:1, I think of this an awful lot, and I think of Paul being one of those witnesses for us. I think of Peter, and I think of the other apostles cheering us on in our strivings to do God's will. As we're doing God's will and his word, carrying out his word, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. In Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. It traps us. A snare, when you ensnare an animal, it's trapped. What is trapping us? The sin that entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." We are surrounded by people like Paul, with his example, cheering us on, pushing us to be better than we are, be better than our past today. Be better than your past. Be better than your yesterday. This series is yesterday, today, and tomorrow. To be better. If you were good in your yesterdays, be better. Don't rest on those laurels. I used to teach Bible class 30 years ago. Don't rest on that. Strive on like Paul. But the Hebrew writer says, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us and run the race. We don't load ourselves down to go run a race. We want to be able to do it as efficiently as possible. And sometimes we're trying to run races as Christians, loaded down with a lot of weight. Some of that weight is arrogant pride. Pride can keep us from repenting. Pride can keep us from looking in the mirror and fully seeing the sin in our life. Mm-hmm. It's amazing sometimes, I don't know, they call it nearsighted and farsighted in the doctor's office, but sometimes it's easier to see the sin in other people's lives, but you're kind of blind to your own. It's easy to see the sin in other people's lives. Boy, that comes out loud and clear. But to look in the mirror sometimes at the one that you're closest to, yourself, that's sometimes hard to do. And we need to lay aside that if that's what's keeping us from running that race efficiently. Guilt. We've got a past. We all have a yesterday. Like Paul, we may have done things in our lives that we're not proud of. Paul was not proud that he had persecuted Christians, going against the will of God like that. But he went on to something better. Sometimes we as Christians, we try to be running the race as a Christian, carrying 100 pounds of guilt with us from the past that we've repented from. Envy. Looking at each other and envying things. Anger. You know what? It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to effectively serve God, to do the will of Jesus with anger in your heart. It's kind of hard to love our brothers and sisters when there's anger in your heart. And I tell you, sometimes that anger can be the source of a lot. It can be anger for yourself. It can be anger toward one person. It can be anger toward something, an event, something in life. Be angry toward that. It's hard to serve God carrying a big load of anger. Blame. Isn't that easy to do? Easy to deflect. It's their fault. It's her fault. It's his fault. It's that thing's fault to keep us from serving God. The Hebrew writer says, lay aside every weight and the sin. A lot of times those weights are the sin. Galatians 6:10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, is there any opportunity today? Just today. Focus on today. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are the household of faith. Sometimes there's so much to do. So much to do. Let's just focus on today. And first, let's focus on each other. And when we get that done, we can focus on others. But just today. And then when tomorrow comes, it's going to be today. We can do it again. Luke 17:10, going along with that arrogant pride, when we do accomplish things, when we do the work of the Lord, instead of keeping track and keeping a list and blowing a bugle, letting everybody know what we did, like Jesus preaches against, you know, don't fast and do all this stuff. Don't say your prayers out on the street corner so everybody can see it. Don't do your charitable deeds to be seen by men. That arrogant pride that we're supposed to cast off. When we do those good things, keep a humble attitude. Jesus told us, so likewise you, when you have done all those things, when you've done all those things which you are commanded, say, we're unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do. I haven't done everything I need to do yet. But if I did, keep it in perspective, we're only doing what God wanted us to do in the first place. And if there's ever any fear, ever the feeling of biting off more than we can chew, we always need to remember this verse. This was the very, very first verse as a teenager that I was able to memorize. I wanted to. It wasn't a forced thing. This verse really hit me. It's one of those power verses. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. It's Jesus that gives us the power. Not of our own doing. None of our own doing. But I can do all things through Christ. For today, realize we can do all things. We may have a task ahead of us today that seems overwhelming. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We can do all things. For today, let's make the most of the gift that God has given us. God's given us something that not everybody had today. Not everybody was given today's sunrise. Some people, their life ended yesterday. They don't have today. Let's make the most of that gift. God has allowed us one more day. Don't even know if He'll give us the full day. Let's make the most of it and realize you can do it. That list of things that you want to accomplish spiritually, God's given you that extra day to repent of those sins in your life. God has given you that extra day to share the gospel with that dear person in your life that you want to share it with. The neighbor, the spouse, the co-worker. God has given us that extra day to patch that thing up between you and a brother or sister. With a mom or a dad, with a neighbor next door. He's given us today. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but He's given us today. If you need to repent, I urge you to do so. If you've been studying the gospel, if you have been coming here for very long, I like to think that you've heard the gospel and know that you need to be baptized to be saved. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. If you have not been baptized, I urge you, you may not have tomorrow. Be like Paul. Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized. If you would like to identify with us as the congregation that you would like to work and worship with, we would love to have you. Whatever your need, if you need prayers of the congregation, we are a praying group and we would love to pray for you, to encourage you, and help you in any way we can. Whatever your need, if you'd come forward, let your needs be known while Daryl leads us in the invitation song.